crazy. She's poison but tasty. And people say, run, don't walk away. She's sweet but a psycho.
Oh, this is a special kind of Friday.
Why?
Because we won the cup.
Oh, okay.
Oh, special cup edition. Okay.
It is, because I did a little research on this first one. This might be a broadcaster.
Okay, these are eligible single men in our area looking for love, but we have to find somebody else that's on some dating apps besides Patty, because we need some you know.
Some variety?
Yes.
I think we have some here.
But in ages. We need some 30-somethings and some 40-somethings.
Right. I have two in their 30s.
Okay,
today. Good.
All right.
And I even have somewhere in here, I had somebody in their 40s, if you want me to...
Not if it's not good.
Okay, it's all right.
You keep what you got.
Let's start with Jonathan. J-O-N-A-T-A-N.
Oh, okay.
30 years old.
Okay.
Back and forth between Boston and St. Louis until mid-June. Top three reasons to swipe right. Number one, wear all the heels you want. I'll still be taller than you.
Oh, yeah, I'm in. Swipe left. Or right.
Let's see. So now, we've noticed sometimes people give too much info and you can change your mind as we go deeper into the...
Oh, no. Why do you always do this to me?
I just read everything that's available. Number two, born and raised in Sweden. So, Jonathan can teach you how to curse at people in ways they'll never understand.
Ooh. I don't care about cursing, but I'm in for Sweden.
Wait,
right?
This is the guy. This is the Swedish guy that came over here that everybody spent the money
on.
Oh,
it is?
It sounds like it.
I thought that guy was Dutch.
Yeah, he was.
Same thing.
And number three, Jonathan says he's relocating from California to Canada at the end of June, so you won't have to put up with him for too long.
I mean, for a little fling, maybe a date.
And like I said,
do you have to call him Jonathan, though?
Jonathan?
I did some research. I think he's a broadcaster.
Oh, he is.
Think so.
For who?
Sweden? For a company called Viasat. I'm just saying. Ooh. I think. I did a little Google searching. And
Lance
put some pieces together.
Right.
I'll know more after lunch today.
You're doing a deep dive on Jonathan.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of info there, and it's just like, what is this guy? What's his deal?
I just did
a little searching.
Right.
That's all.
All right. Good job.
I don't just read. I dig deeper to you, St. Louis. Working for you. Let's move on to Brad, 29, a plant finance manager and a Boilermaker because he went to Purdue University. Speaking of Boilermakers, Brad says, moved on, Brad now. Brad says he's from Cincinnati, but he enjoys a good Manhattan.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay.
I don't love it.
It's fine.
Don't love it?
No, it's a left.
I mean, a Manhattan, that if you like a Manhattan, then you have that one thing in common.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Heavy on the cherry juice. Right. I'm not in.
All right. Travion is 24, like Kevin and I, went to SIU Edwardsville. He's 6'5", a little taller than Kevin and I. Like Kevin, he has a sultry voice, or so he's been told.
Like Kevin.
He enjoys long walks on the beach. Previous fact is a lie. Never been to the beach. Likes food for the most part. Weird, but in the cutest way possible. Running out of facts.
Hmm.
You didn't give a lot.
No. Yeah, so, right. Well,
that's all you got.
That's all you get from SIUE.
That's right. Keep it brief. No pressure, but up next is... Live up to it, brother. Lance. 25.
Yeah. Is his middle name Winner?
25. Well, that's up to you to determine whether you're going to swipe left or right. The pros for 25-year-old Lance from St. Louis says, doesn't have a kid, can drink, long tongue, solid beard, played sports, 6'4". The cons, made a pros and cons list on Tinder, never finishes first, doesn't use an iPhone.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The idea of a 25-year-old Lance is exciting to me right now.
Now we know Tim's going to lunch today.